תודה על מחיאות כפיים.
Thank you for your applause.
הופעתי עשרות פעמים בכל מיני מקומות בעולם לפני כל מיני
אנשים. I've been many times before many people all over the world, but today I'm more excited than ever.
באמת, באמת.
Really, truly this way. For two reasons. Maybe it's one reason. We came to a new stage of development as we felt a new organized, strong deficiency that is going to be able to operate itself and will be able to lead also all the women in the world and also to assist the men on our common path. In the beginning, I'm sorry, but I want to ask who from the women that are here is in our conventions for the first time? Okay, that's great.
No, ani mod etargashti gam ken likro et harishima natnu
likro. I was really excited also to read the list. I was given a list here. We have women here from Argentina, Australia, Austria, Canada, Croatia, Czech, Denmark, France, United States, Macedonia, Mexico, Holland, Norway, Russia, Spain, Switzerland, Ukraine, England, and the United States. Actually, the whole world. Also, we know that there are gatherings of women all over the world, and they're doing also mirror conventions in every single place. I also have a list from where, but really in all our groups around the world, we need to not forget them. We're all together. The whole group of women, which is united all over the world, globally. And what I wanted to say is, why was I so happy that such a sensation came that we must have a women's convention? For until this sensation came, we were still in the stage of preparation. Because here, always men go. And they always go, and they invade, and they do all kinds of things, and they discover continents and land and go forward. A woman comes in order to make a kli on the place, to stabilize a home, a family. And if we have come to such a stage that we feel like we need to arrange a woman kli between us, it's a sign, it's a really special sign that certainly we have come to a stage in which we have moved through the first stage in our building, just like a man who invades forward and goes forward and scrutinizes and examines and then brings the woman who will start. This is how we need to actually feel today, that we're bringing the women to build this home, to develop this kli for the revelation of the Creator. Therefore, my excitement is great, because this is a very special stage, and it's actually talking about the fact that we have come to the practical state. We've moved from the stage of preparation to the stage of construction. And if we arrange it, we need the force, the deficiency of the woman then we can definitely continue onwards and everything will work out. Thus far, we didn't know when it was going to happen, but now that it's happening already, I'm really in great joy that we are starting to build the Kli for the revelation of the Creator. We will have a discussion with you. And then a workshop. And after that, questions and answers. A break, and then again a conversation, then a workshop and questions and answers. As in the end, we need to scrutinize how we're building ourselves, how we're connecting and uniting between each other, and how we're bringing our deficiency to the men. So that one woman will come out from here in our whole world Kli, so we will feel like we're together and are standing not in front of each other, but embraced as the image of one woman, and truly so that women will be organized in the whole world Kli such that they will truly be a powerful force in attaining the goal. As we know, a woman who aims at a man sends him to earn and succeed and work, and by doing this she builds a home and gives birth to children and continues the generation. The man does work, but certainly his whole organization of the home, our home is the holy temple. It's the place of sanctity where the Creator is revealed. So this is the expense which is sitting on the shoulders of the woman. I want to read a few sentences that I prepared for this. Because so that we'll have a connection to the sources. We all know that we learn only from the sources, because through the sources, when we connect and we're not connected to the sources, the reforming light will come to us, and then we get all sorts of changes, all sorts of states, and these are what lead us forward. We know that we're in a special time. The world is advancing towards the recognition of evil. Just like a private person, now it's the whole world. Slowly, it happens in maybe slow states, but it's definitely happening very quickly and lately. We're seeing from year to year how many more people are coming to despair. They don't know what's happening. On one hand, they're truly in a lack of control over their lives as they had them before, and there were periods like the 200, 300 years ago when people thought that their ruling nature, their controlling nature, now again it's coming to a point in which we understand it's not like that, that we're below nature, and the upper force, the general force of nature, rules us, controls us, and we need to get to know it in order to come to equivalence of form. We can hasten our development. It's called the path of Hachishena. We can do this in changing ourselves in equivalence of form. And if not, then there's the path, the other path, the Arishena, which is not so desirable, because then we advance through blows, sufferings, all sorts of uncomfortable incidences which nature arranges for us, because we ourselves are actually building this lack of equivalence of form, and it's felt in us as blows. And therefore, the whole world is actually inviting us. They don't know it yet, but actually, we feel it this way. all in all and what is occurring. It is inviting us to be as a laboratory where we will reveal the forces of our development, and we will realize those on ourselves and be able to show the whole world how we arrive to good. Good is called adhesion with the upper force, equivalence of form with the upper force. And we attain this through change, through correction. From a correction of our egotistical thoughts for ourselves, until each of us rising above this desire and starting to connect above it. The world is still in stages that it can do whatever it feels like. All kinds of theories and methods, and don't want to deal with the fact that a person needs to change himself and not that we should change the world. But now this despair, this depression, this crisis that is being revealed will teach us in the end that we need to correct the person and not the world. You cannot correct the world. It is in wholeness and completeness. If we connect, correct ourselves, we will reveal this. Therefore, we need, on the path to unity between us, which is the implementation of the qualities of bestowal which each and every one of us acquires, it is expressed in unity and connection. We need to erect a group of women as one desire of women, one kli, and one desire of the men, so that these two desires will be above our private desires and later will connect together to one kli. When we connect, we invite to this connection the connection between us, the connection and the connection with the Creator. This is the Creator. Because we are building it together, we're building the kli of the Malchut, of the right desire. So I'm going to read a few sentences, a few excerpts, which I found. It's written as such, that especially thanks to righteous women, we come out of exile in Egypt, meaning a kli, which is called a woman, which acquires the measure of justice, tzedek, chafetz chesed, when she rises above herself and is willing to be connected with all women. In this, we build the righteous women. And thanks to this purity of this kli, we are merited with salvation. Meaning from this, we can rise and feel the spiritual world in wholeness and we learn this together with you all the time in the lessons. You definitely know this. Righteous women would continue the splendor from above to below to the lowly world. Meaning in every single generation, when the splendor is revealed in our world to Kabbalists, and there were great Kabbalists, anyhow, this is what they wrote. That the righteous women are actually those who attract this splendor from above to below, because this is the kli which must be in equivalence of form with the light. Isha is called Nukva, vessels of reception, Malchut, and from her come the souls. Just like in our world, a woman gives birth to people. Also, in the soul, all the vessels come from the vessel of a woman, in similarity to our world. Because according to root and branch laws, we understand that this is how the structure is also in the spiritual world. Therefore, when we did the preparation throughout all these years, and we worked together, And we have come now to a time in which that kli, which is going to give birth to our next degree, needs now to stabilize. A woman is the neshama, is the soul. Also, the general soul is called after the name of a woman. And the neshama is a vessel of containment to receive attainments and revelation of clear of godliness. A woman gathers within her all the splendor, what she needs to give to the souls. I can draw this also, and this is Malchut of Atzilut. Here are the neshamot, the souls, both men and women. If they rise, the souls, let's see, these are men, this is women. Thus, this way, if they rise together, their desires rise together to Malchut. Malchut turns to Zer Anpin, which is the Boreh, the Creator, and receives from it in her vessel the splendor which we spoke about. Malchut receiving the splendor, righteous women, and divvies it out to the souls. But already there's not much to divvy up to the souls because they're already connected in Malchut, but only to show that this is how it works. Malchut and Zer Anpin also are called a couple, like a man and a woman. And we here are as a couple, woman and men. Therefore, if we do here a connection between us, we invite this upper connection. This is actually our whole mission. Therefore, a woman which gathers within her the splendor which she needs to give the souls. It's clear according to the picture here. When people deal with equivalence of form and bestowal, there is a place for Malchut to receive the upper splendor from the Creator, the bestower, Zer Anpin, in order to give it to the souls. A woman, Malchut, is called Matronita. This is like a special name because she gives gratitude to the Creator. I wrote here not exactly. She turns to the Creator and receives from Him the splendor and is called the Mother of the Sons is happy because towards those what is in her here, the lower ones, she is called like a mother. Ima. And then they are called the sons, Banim. And the time that she cannot receive the splendor for the souls, it is called the sorrow of the Shekhinah, meaning she is sorrowful that she cannot supply to them their filling. This is written, it is all written from Kabbalists. There's so much that is written about, we know ourselves that Malchut and the Kli and all this, there are many writings about this. The yearning of the female needs to also be aimed to the male to connect with him. So the yearning of the longing of the female does the discernment of Nukba of the Nefesh, the Kli of the soul, meaning the deficiency. She builds the deficiency from the beginning, comes from a woman. The man does not awaken. Rather, in all his awakenings, there is inside something that belongs to women. This is how it is from nature. This is also how it is with the Creator, who's awakening us. This is the law in nature. as she's included in the force of the male, meaning a woman that knows to transfer to the man, male, her deficiency, she is aiming him, she is directing him. And the nefesh of the female and the nefesh of the male, the soul of both, were included and became one, and included in each other. For if there was no learning of the female toward the man, male, there would be no births or of the souls. Therefore, men, believe me, it's like this, are really expecting the deficiency of the women, of this woman that here we are here now about to build. And therefore, we're going to create a deficiency here so that we can give them, like a woman that is obligating the man to do what she needs for the building of the home, to make it into a kli. A woman needs to be kshira. She needs to be readied for the reception of the light. What woman is kosher? One who does the desire of her husband. Now we're going the opposite. Direct and opposite. Adam is called Isha, woman, a general person, which, like it's written in the Torah, that he built Adam, that he created the Adam, and then it was divided up into all the different parts, the parts of the Zachar and Nukva, and every male and every woman, there were these two parts, and this is how we need to see our unity, which it is the general coupling of one Adam. Adam is called Isha, woman, female, which receives the plenitude from her husband, the Creator, which bestows all the pleasures to the creatures. Meaning here, the Creator is called the man who receives the deficiency from the female and from the woman, and therefore bestows it to everyone else. This drop of semen, which is called our point in the heart, which comes from us, comes as the drop of whiteness from the father, and the mother nourishes and grows this drop, divides it to limbs and tendons and flesh and skin. This whole artistry comes only from a woman, as the father only gives this small drop. And in her artistry, she depicted it to a whole person. And this artistry is called mother, because she depicts this kli. She draws it. From a man, from a male, there is the influence of the light, and actually all the pictures of the soul, the small one which is growing and maturing, which he cultivates and grows and readies it for the reception of the light, for identification with the Creator. Until this point, we dealt with the drawing of the light, the drop of lovin, of whiteness, as we say, what we call it. Now we need to care for the creation of the kli, where this light will start to change us, correct us. To change and connect is called to connect. We're talking about the fixing of the shattering, which is what was shattered into two pieces, and now we need to correct it. Therefore, what we need is only connection, unity, chibur, above our ego, especially above our ego, as much as we will rise above it, thus we will advance. That's what I wanted to tell you from the sources. So that anyhow, in the beginning of our dealings, there should always be some source.